My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 6th of August 2009 and the time is 22:31. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
My name is Lucy Joy Croucher. My date of birth is 1160 and I'm from Harrogate in North Yorkshire.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth tonight?
I'm just so excited. I've been excited since the 5th of July when I got the email. And when I walked into Trafalgar Square today at 6 p.m. and I saw the plinth, I was just like, wow, this is just brilliant.
Have you made the trip especially today to do the plinth?
Oh, yes. Yes. So I came down this afternoon and I go back tomorrow afternoon. Yes.
And has it been everything you've expected coming here?
Yes, but I think the big thing is actually going to be on the plinth itself. Yeah.
How did you first hear about the project?
Well, it was through the media, and I think it must have been on Radio 4, because that's the only media I ever get exposed to.
And what is it that inspired you to apply?
I don't know. When I heard about it, I just felt I just had to apply. Just one of those things.
Was there anything specific that drove you to make that application?
No, there wasn't.
And what happened when you heard you had a place?
I was even more excited than when I applied. I was actually in Japan at the time I heard, and I just couldn't believe it. And I forwarded the email to my husband, and I just wrote, "Oh my God," on the email that I forwarded to him. And when I got home a couple of days later, he said, "Are you really going to accept this slot? Because it's in the middle of the night." And I said, "Well, of course. Yeah, of course I am. I've got to go. I've got to do it."
Has the time slot affected what you've chosen to do at all?
No, I actually knew what I was going to do when I made the application. So, yes.
And can you tell us what you will be doing for the hour?
I'm going to be doing yoga. I've devised a sort of a routine with which is mainly just yoga poses with some Tibetan rites sort of interspersed as well. So yes, I know exactly what I'm going to be doing.
And why have you chosen to do that?
Well, it's something that I'm interested in. I'm not an expert, I just enjoy doing it. And I thought it would perhaps look quite nice on the plinth, you know, just sort of different poses, bit like a statue maybe.
Did you always know that that's what you'd want to do, or have you had a few different ideas?
No, that was always what I was going to do right from the moment that I applied.
And how long have you been practicing yoga?
Well, seriously, for about 2 years. I went to India in January 2008, and that was what really inspired me to get more interested, because although I didn't go on holiday specifically to do yoga, the place I was staying at had a yoga master and we did yoga every morning on the beach with him, and it was just amazing.
And at what point in your life did you discover yoga?
Well, that was probably when I really discovered it. I mean, I'd done it on and off previously, but it had never really inspired me. It was just I went to classes because I went with somebody else, or I had a bad back and I was trying to get better or something like that.
And what is it about that trip that changed your viewpoint on it?
It was doing it with this yoga master, and the whole thing began to make sense. Before, it had just been a series of positions that didn't really mean anything, but when I was doing it with this chap, it all just sort of fitted into place, really. Yeah.
And is it something that plays an important part in your life now?
Well, more and more, yes. I've just signed up for the British Wheel of Yoga Foundation course, which is the first part towards a teacher training, towards a teacher qualification. I'm not sure I'd ever want to be a teacher, but the idea of learning more about yoga is really what inspired me to do it.
So would you say that you're doing that course more for yourself rather than going ahead and pursuing some kind of career in teaching yoga?
Yeah, definitely, yes. Just to learn more about it, yes.
And on the plinth, have you got a set routine for an hour, or will you see where the hour takes you?
No, I've got it all typed out. And it's been laminated, which is just as well, considering the weather, and I will be working through that.
And who would you say that you're doing this for?
Well, I suppose I'm doing it for me, but I'm probably doing it for Anthony Gormley as well. I hadn't really thought about that one.
Are you a follower of Anthony Gormley's work?
No, I'm not. I'm not an art enthusiast at all. No.
What is it that makes you say that you're doing it for Anthony Gormley?
Gosh, I have no idea. I suppose. No, I'm not sure.
Have you at any point felt pressure to entertain people that are watching?
In general terms,
watching you on the plinth.
Oh, I see what you mean. No, I'm not doing it to entertain people. I'm doing it for myself.
Have you been watching the project at all?
Yes, it's addictive. It's brilliant. I just love it. The chap who constructed the flat pack chest of drawers. What a star. He's just amazing. And the chap with the dongle who was on NetVibe a couple of weeks, yeah. The Stig. I mean, yeah, they're all just brilliant. And there was a woman last Saturday morning who had the 6 o'clock slot who was doing this dance routine, and she was wearing all white. And it was just looks, her name was Lizzie, that's right, because I sent an email. And she just looked so calm. Oh, it was a magic, just magic.
Do you think that we're seeing a portrait of Britain through the project?
Yes, I suppose so. I have to say, the man constructing the flat pack chest of drawers, I thought was very representative of Britain. But yeah, I mean, they're all British people and they do what they want, so yeah, yeah.
And what does it mean to you to be one of 2,400 people and a part of this project?
Oh, well, it's just amazing. I mean, there are over 30,000 applicants now, and I can't believe that I'm one of that small number of 2,400. Yeah, it just means everything.
Do you have any expectations about what it will be like up on the plinth?
Well, considering the weather, it's going to be very wet. I was expecting it to be cold, but I don't think it will be now, even though my slot's in the middle of the night. I was expecting there to be quite a few people around, and again, I don't think there are going to be because of the weather. But I suppose one of the things about yoga is that you just zone in on yourself, and you're not so much aware of what's going on around you. So that's really what I'm going to try and do. I mean, I'm obviously aware that I'm on the plinth, but not of the bigger stuff going on around me.
Do you think if people do come by and try and engage with you or interact, that it will affect what you're doing in any way?
I don't think so, no, because I have been practicing. So I think I know what I'm doing, and hopefully I won't be put off.
Do you have any hopes or fears about what will happen up there?
I just hope that I do it right. I just want to do it right.
Would you mind telling us a bit about your background, what you do day to day for a living or in your spare time?
Well, I'm an environmental consultant, and I'm the managing director of a company of 16 people. And basically what we do is help members of the chemical industry get registrations in Europe for their products, so they can actually go through and market them in Europe. Everybody glazes over when I tell them that it's very boring. It's actually a very interesting job. I love it. But to explain to somebody, it's a bit boring.
How did you get into doing that?
Well, my husband was made redundant in 1992, and we moved up north from the south of England. And I just ended up getting a job with somebody who I'd known many years before, and it just sort of escalated from there, really, yeah.
And had you studied previously in that field and worked towards that kind of work?
Yes, my original degree was in sort of the ecology area, and that sort of is a small part of what we do. But after I graduated, I actually retrained as a microbiologist and did that for about, I don't know, 6 or 7 years.
Is the environment something that's important to you?
Yes, it is. Yes. I've been a vegetarian since I was 18, so for many years, and that's to do with, you know, farming methods, farming techniques, my concern for the environment. I've always done recycled for years before it ever became the in thing to do, and so yes, it's all part of the way I live, really, yeah.
To help us get an idea of the people who are taking part in the project, we're asking, what are some of the things that are important to you in your life at the moment? Would you mind telling us?
Well, environmental issues, my husband, my cat, my business, and I think my yoga as well, that's becoming more important. It's something that I want to try and develop a bit more, because my work-life balance is so dreadful at the moment. As you can imagine, running a business, I don't do much else than work, and travel as well. That's not very environmental, but I have two ambitions. One is to visit all the countries in the world, and so far I've managed 41, so I've got a few to go yet. And I would also love to visit all the UNESCO World Heritage Sites. And there are thousands of those. And there are more and more every day, so I don't think I'll ever manage it. But I'm working my way through them very, very slowly.
And have you always tried to travel when you found opportunities to throughout your life?
Well, not so much when I was younger, but much more so as I've got older. And I have the funds to do it, really, more than anything.
And where are some of the most interesting places that you found yourself?
Well, I went to Ecuador and the Galapagos in January, and the Galapagos are just everything you'd ever imagine and more. We were on a boat for 7 days, and every day we got off to go to the islands and look at things. And every day I thought, my God, it can't get any better. And the next day it was even better, and it's just incredible. I've been to Japan quite a few times. I go there on business, but I always try and do some time sightseeing. So places like Kyoto, Nara, Nikko, very beautiful places. I went to Albania last year on holiday. It was very interesting, a little bit different, but interesting. And I just love Greece. The trouble is I keep going back to Greece, so I'm not increasing the number of countries I'm going to.
There are so many places to see in the world. You've mentioned that you want to visit all of the countries. How will you feel that you won't actually be able to do that?
Well, I'm going to have to leave some of the less important ones out. But I think that I have to decide the reason I'm going somewhere. So recently there was a programme on television explaining how you could go and visit, you could go and swim with whales on the island of Tonga. And I'm going to the island of Tonga one day because I've got to do that. So, you know, devising the reasons to go to these places and so choosing the right ones to go to.
And what is it that first got you interested in travelling and seeing the world?
Oh, I don't know. Just doing it, really, I think. You know, the more you do it, the more you realise there's so much to see, and the more you realise that people are different and that you have to tolerate those differences. And the more people who travelled and saw other things, I'm sure that the world would be a better place if you did, because then you would understand why people are different and that they're not being deliberately awkward, just the way they are.
Who is it that's here with you tonight?
It's my husband, Andy.
And what has his reaction been to you getting a place on the plinth?
Well, the initial one was, oh my God, you got a very late slot. but he's been really supportive. He's always very supportive. And originally I thought, well, because it's so late at night, I would just come down on my own and that would be it. But he said, no, he'd come down with me. So it's great that he's here. I'm really pleased.
And do you know if there are people watching online?
I think so. I've got probably a friend in Washington, D.C. who's been watching. A couple of people in Japan who might be watching it, but it's 7 a.m. in the morning there, and they said they might not be up, but they might watch retrospectively. And quite a few friends in Harrogate and in other places in England, possibly the Isle of Wight.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you first applied and to this moment just before going up?
Well, been very exciting. All the people who I've interacted with on the One Another project have just been brilliant. They've been really friendly. You know, people have phoned me up and they've made me feel really welcome. It's been brilliant here tonight. Everybody's just been great, you know, because although I'm really excited, I did feel a little bit nervous. And it's just so relaxing in here. It's wonderful.
So do you feel different now than you did when you first arrived?
Yes, I was a bit stressed when I arrived, but as soon as I walked in the door, everybody was just like, yes, you know, it's great, and it was fine, yeah.
Brilliant. And before we finish, is there anything else that you'd like to add or tell us that we might not have asked you?
No, I think I've told you more than enough.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.